He got the bond. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Former President Trump secured a $175 million bond to guarantee his civil fraud judgment while he appeals the case. That stops New York from seizing his property to pay the amount, which was reduced from $464 million. The judge ruled the former president falsely valued properties for financial gain, including to obtain low-interest loans. Meantime, the judge in the hush money case expands the Trump gag order to include family members of court and prosecutors. A federal judge in California rejects Hunter Biden's motions to dismiss his tax charges case.
Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abby Lowell, argued the charges were politically motivated and that the government was taking on the, quote, least ordinary prosecution a person could imagine. The president's son is facing trial after a lengthy investigation by special counsel David Weiss, who's accused Biden of not paying his income taxes from January of 2017 to October of 2020 and of filing false tax reports.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. In El Paso, Texas, a judge ordered the release of illegal migrants accused of stampeding and overwhelming National Guard troops at the border.
Judge Humberto Acosta making that ruling on Easter Sunday, accusing the DA's office in El Paso of not being ready to move forward with detention hearings. Video showing dozens of men ripping razor wire and pushing past National Guard troops before they were blocked from entering further by a wall. Despite the judge's order, the migrants accused of rioting could still be detained if there is a federal immigration hold placed on them. That's something the DA seems to be blaming for the release of so many.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. And no winner in Monday night's Powerball jackpot, so Wednesday's drawing will be worth at least $1.09 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
President Biden will get a firsthand look this week at the recovery operations at the Key Bridge in Baltimore.
The president will visit the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse on Friday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced.
And so the president's going to see for himself what happened, see for himself the work that's being done.
Jean-Pierre says it's important to President Biden to show up when communities go through traumatic events. The collapse of the bridge killed six construction workers. Large cranes have started removing debris, but officials say there is still no timeline to reopening the Port of Baltimore, a major shipping hub. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Google agrees to purge billions of records containing personal information collected from more than 136 million people in the U.S. surfing the Internet through its Chrome web browser. The move comes as part of a settlement of a lawsuit accusing the search giant of illegal surveillance. Germany becomes the ninth country to legalize marijuana for recreational use.
Berlin's Brandenburg Gate became the base camp for cannabis fans on Monday morning as Germany became the first major European country to legalize marijuana. Adults aged 18 and older will now be able to carry up to 25 grams for personal use and won't be arrested for smoking weed in most public places. Advocates say it's a huge step forward. But not everyone is applauding the new law. Some lawmakers made a strong push to block it, pointing to new data showing a doubling of marijuana consumption among young adults and children in Germany over the past 10 years. Supporters say those numbers are exactly why legalization is needed, and the new law will make it easier to track marijuana sales. In London, Greg Malcott, Fox News.
And a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 240 points. The Nasdaq rose 17. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.